if someone says, I wish that you would do something and you'd already planned to do that, you might say, we
are in accord about that.
All right, and you have, you needn't have mentioned that. We're
planning to do that anyway.
And if someone says, oh, I believe I saw you downtown and you hadn't been downtown, you might say, no.
No, you're mistaken. You must be mistaken. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't.
It wasn't there.
Right. And if you go to a shop and you want to, you see some material that you think might do for drapes or something, you want to ask them just to cut off a bit of it, how would you say that?
Would you please give me a sample of this?
Sample, all right. Mm-hmm. And if you say, that's an attractive dress, that's a pretty dress, but that one is
more my type.
All right, and would you use the word pretty about it? That one's pretty, but that one is
more suitable for me, or something like that.
And that one is the, use pretty, of all of these, that one is the
prettiest
of all right? And the thing that you might, if you're dressed to go to church and are doing, go back to do something in the kitchen, you put on to protect your clothes.
Apron.
And if you're writing a letter, you use a
pen.
And if you on the baby's diapers, you use a safety
pin. Okay. I guess, exactly. The same way.
Right, I do too.
I don't know.
Well, I think in this area that's right.
We don't say pen.
No. And the same thing here, a cup that was not made of china or something, but of a metal, you might say a
tin cup.
And after 9 cents, you have
10 cents.
Right. And the man's suit will have the pants, and the top part is the
coat.
And
jacket. I use coat mode.
And if you you say the coat has buttons, how would you explain where the coat has buttons?
Down the front.
All right, and under the coat, sometimes you see another little
vest.
And the bottom part of a man's suit are the
trousers.
And
old pants.
You use either one of these?
I don't know which I should use, but.
And would your husband be more likely to use one or the other of them?
I think he'd say pants.
Pants, all right. And if you go outside without your coat and someone sees you and thinks you may get cold, they might come to the door and say, here, I've
brought you a sweater.
And if you try on someone else's coat and it's just the right size, you might say, I tried his coat on and it
fit exactly.
Right. And if it's not an old suit, you just bought it, you say it's a
brand new.
And if someone is walking into the room and the pockets of the suit are filled with walnuts, his pockets are
bulging.
And if you wash something before the age of the double knit and so on, then it becomes smaller, you say, oh dear, the
it has shrunk.
And I washed it yesterday and it
faded.
The same bit
shrunk.
That got smaller.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And every time I washed it, it has
shrunk a little more.
A little more, all right. And how would you, talking about a woman or a girl who enjoys really dressing up?
She's very fixy.
Oh, fixy. Oh,
wow.
She likes
to primp.
Primp. Now, that's an old term, that I had almost forgotten. My father Yes, my father used to tease me when I was a little girl and say, well, you
go
know,
back and primp.